My guest at this time is Douglas Johnson, the legislative director for the National Right to Life Committee based here in Washington, D.C. He has spoken out very strongly against the Health and Human Services mandate through the president's health care plan that at first all employers had to pick up coverage for contraceptive services for their employees, and now the president has shifted that burden to insurance companies at no extra charge to their clients. Mr. Johnson says that is not acceptable either and actually is ushering in an abortion mandate. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
What exactly changed with the president's accommodation last week other than who technically needs to foot the bill? Is this a big change or not a big change?
It's a scam. It would be too polite to call it a semantic distinction. There's no substantive change at all. But the point we're trying to underscore here is, number one, this was something we warned about when the Obamacare law was still being considered in Congress. And we actually forced a vote on whether the executive branch should have the authority to issue this type of mandates. And unfortunately, we lost that vote in the U.S. Senate. And the point we're trying to underscore now is that the authority that the president is using here can easily be extended after the election to require every health plan to pay for abortion on demand. And the justification that the president and his appointees offered last week for this semantic shift can also apply to abortion equally well. Because what they argued is that, well, okay, we're going to say it's the insurance company paying for these birth control drugs and devices, but we're not going to allow them to charge any higher premium, because really it saves money if people will use these drugs and devices. Well, if through that tortured rationale, of course, they could justify an abortion mandate also, because an abortion, although it takes an innocent human life, it does save money. It saves the much higher costs of prenatal care and childbirth and care for the child after birth. So if you're looking at it strictly from a money perspective, then, yes, paying for an abortion will save a health plan money. And under the Obama rationale, the Obama scam, that means that nobody really pays for it, and so you don't have to worry about the moral implications.
And, sir, do you believe that they will pursue something like that if, in fact, he's reelected?
Well, it would certainly be consistent with the president's history, because throughout his history as a legislator, he was for all government programs, paying for abortion on demand without any limitation. He ran for president on that position. He successfully blocked language in Congress that would have prevented abortion subsidies and prevented these kinds of mandate authorities from being part of the final health care law. And now we see them carrying forward this abortion expansionist agenda. Now, they're still under some constraint, but it's a political constraint, and if he's reelected, then you can expect the gloves to come off. So, yes, I think that would be quite a likely outcome, and it wouldn't necessarily stop with abortion either. I mean, if they can say, and they can, every health plan in the country has to cover anything that we call a preventive service, and they have to pretend it doesn't cost anything, so they can't charge the clients for it, that could, for example, justify an assisted suicide mandate. You could say every health plan in states where assisted suicide is legal, and there are a couple, regrettably, that the health plans have to pay for that. Because, after all, when somebody commits suicide, it saves the health plan money, doesn't it? It's the same rationale, and it's no more far-fetched than what they've done here. And, of course, we'll call on Congress to overturn this. We're working with other groups for legislation, but at the end of the day, the president has the veto pen, and the real remedy may come in the polling booth.
From what the president wants covered here, free of charge, how much of that is actually pills that would end a pregnancy after it's already started?
Well, the mandate that they've issued right now covers anything that the Food and Drug Administration calls a contraceptive, and it also covers sterilization. Now, some of the organizations that are protesting against this mandate who are directly affected by it believe that some of these drugs, in some cases at least, do act to interrupt a pregnancy after it's begun. And there are others who dispute that. But the effect of the mandate is to force people who have studied the evidence and who believe that that is the case to go ahead and pay for it anyway. And, of course, they are paying for it. The president can say it doesn't cost anything, that it saves money, but the fact is the people who are paying for the health plan are all being forced to pay for everything that is mandated. The drug companies are not going to provide these billions of dollars worth of drugs free, so they are being paid for. And those who have a moral objection, the president's so-called accommodation changes nothing whatever. But again, this is just the first step. There's nothing in the law, in the Obamacare law, that's specific to birth control. They can put anything they want on this mandated list of so-called preventive services. And as soon as they put something on the list, virtually every health plan has to cover it. It has nothing to do with government funding, you understand. Whether or not the government is subsidizing a given health plan, they all have to cover it, and they all have to cover it without charging the clients anything directly when they use the service. So when they get the drug, when they get the device, they will not be charged anything. So what that means, of course, is that everybody in the plan, the employer and the people who are paying premiums into the plan, are all paying for that stuff. Now for the so-called contraceptives, but perhaps next year or the year after that, for abortion, perhaps assisted suicide, or whatever else they want to put on the list.
Very interesting, sir. We will certainly be watching the debate. I know House Republicans for sure are planning to move forward still, regardless of the accommodation, as the president termed it. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Douglas Johnson is Legislative Director for the National Right to Life Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.